Unit 3. Part 2. Development of 4R Skills. Listening. Section A. Listening Comprehension.
Task 1. Now listen to a news item and answer question 1.
Pig farmers in Egypt have clashed with police near Cairo in an attempt to stop the government from killing their pigs. Police say the farmers threw stones and bottles at officers who arrived to take the animals. The police fired tear gas. At least 12 people were injured. Several were arrested. Egypt began killing about 300,000 pigs on Saturday. However, the World Health Organization says there is no evidence that animals are spreading the H1N1 flu virus to humans. And WHO scientists said again that cooked pork is safe to eat.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 2.
Pig farmers in Egypt have clashed with police near Cairo in an attempt to stop the government from killing their pigs. Police say the farmers threw stones and bottles at officers who arrived to take the animals. The police fired tear gas. At least 12 people were injured. Several were arrested. Egypt began killing about 300,000 pigs on Saturday. However, the World Health Organization says there is no evidence that animals are spreading the H1N1 flu virus to humans. And WHO scientists said again that cooked pork is safe to eat.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 3.
Pig farmers in Egypt have clashed with police near Cairo in an attempt to stop the government from killing their pigs. Police say the farmers threw stones and bottles at officers who arrived to take the animals. The police fired tear gas. At least 12 people were injured. Several were arrested. Egypt began killing about 300,000 pigs on Saturday. However, the World Health Organization says there is no evidence that animals are spreading the H1N1 flu virus to humans. And WHO scientists said again that cooked pork is safe to eat.
Task 2.
Now listen to a news item and answer question 4. Italian troops in Afghanistan have fired their weapons at a car that was close to their vehicles in the western city of Herat. A girl was killed. 3 other people were injured. Italian military officials say the car approached the NATO group at high speed. The driver did not react to warnings to keep away. Italian Foreign Minister Franco Frattini expressed sadness about the shooting. International troops in Afghanistan often face attacks from Taliban militants. NATO forces say they try to avoid civilian deaths, but they happen anyway. Now listen to the item again and answer question 5. Italian troops in Afghanistan have fired their weapons at a car that was close to their vehicles in the western city of Herat. A girl was killed. 3 other people were injured. Italian military officials say the car approached the NATO group at high speed. The driver did not react to warnings to keep away. Italian Foreign Minister Franco Frattini expressed sadness about the shooting. International troops in Afghanistan often face attacks from Taliban militants. NATO forces say they try to avoid civilian deaths, but they happen anyway. Now listen to the item again and answer question 6. Italian troops in Afghanistan have fired their weapons at a car that was close to their vehicles in the western city of Herat. A girl was killed. 3 other people were injured. Italian military officials say the car approached the NATO group at high speed. The driver did not react to warnings to keep away. Italian Foreign Minister Franco Frattini expressed sadness about the shooting. International troops in Afghanistan often face attacks from Taliban militants. NATO forces say they try to avoid civilian deaths, but they happen anyway. Task 3.
Now listen to a news item and answer question 7. American Defense Secretary Robert Gates says he does not want to ask for any more troop increases in Afghanistan. Mr. Gates said it will be politically difficult to add to the 21,000 troops already approved by President Obama. And he said the United States and its allies will have about 100,000 troops in Afghanistan when they send all their forces into the country. Mr. Gates said the Soviet Union had about 110,000 troops in Afghanistan when it occupied the country in the 1980s. And he said the Soviets' experience shows the increasing foreign troop levels alone cannot secure Afghanistan. He said the country's security forces must be strengthened so the Afghan people trust them, not the Taliban, to bring peace. Now listen to the item again and answer question 8. American Defense Secretary Robert Gates says he does not want to ask for any more troop increases in Afghanistan. Mr. Gates said it will be politically difficult to add to the 21,000 troops already approved by President Obama. And he said the United States and its allies will have about 100,000 troops in Afghanistan when they send all their forces into the country. Mr. Gates said the Soviet Union had about 110,000 troops in Afghanistan when it occupied the country in the 1980s. And he said the Soviets' experience shows the increasing foreign troop levels alone cannot secure Afghanistan. He said the country's security forces must be strengthened so the Afghan people trust them, not the Taliban, to bring peace. Now listen to the item again and answer question 9. American Defense Secretary Robert Gates says he does not want to ask for any more troop increases in Afghanistan. Mr. Gates said it will be politically difficult to add to the 21,000 troops already approved by President Obama. And he said the United States and its allies will have about 100,000 troops in Afghanistan when they send all their forces into the country. Mr. Gates said the Soviet Union had about 110,000 troops in Afghanistan when it occupied the country in the 1980s. And he said the Soviets' experience shows the increasing foreign troop levels alone cannot secure Afghanistan. He said the country's security forces must be strengthened so the Afghan people trust them, not the Taliban, to bring peace. Task 4.
Now listen to a passage twice and answer questions 10 to 12. Native American stories and legends depict crows as witty and tricky. Modern behaviorists agree crows are one of the more intelligent bird species. That intelligence then allows them to be crafty survivors, as well as, to put it bluntly, thieves. Maybe our interest in crows comes from our similar habits. Like us, crows can be generous. They are cooperative breeders who mate for life. They live in family groups composed of several generations, and young birds help out with chores, including nest building, feeding hatchlings, and chasing away predators. Like humans, crows also have a dark side. When food resources are at a premium, the have-nots find ways to take from the haves. When crows forage for small bits of food that can be eaten quickly, there isn't a problem with food theft. Researchers studying northwestern crows found that when a crow has a large meal, like a crab or clam, it becomes a pilfering target. These are not just chance robberies. Crows are always on the lookout for others to rob, and they alter their tactics depending upon whether their victim is related or not. They are polite to Kin, sidling up beside them in an effort to get a handout. Eventually, the related bird will give in and share its food. With non-related individuals, all feeding etiquette is tossed aside. Robbers are aggressive and intimidate their victims with vocalizations and physical contact to get their way. It's not surprising that crows have fascinated both laymen and scientists for centuries. In some ways, they are a reflection of ourselves. We can only hope not to follow their bad examples. Native American stories and legends depict crows as witty and tricky. Modern behaviorists agree crows are one of the more intelligent bird species. That intelligence then allows them to be crafty survivors, as well as, to put it bluntly, thieves. Maybe our interest in crows comes from our similar habits. Like us, crows can be generous. They are cooperative breeders who mate for life. They live in family groups composed of several generations, and young birds help out with chores, including nest building, feeding hatchlings, and chasing away predators. Like humans, crows also have a dark side. When food resources are at a premium, the have-nots find ways to take from the haves. When crows forage for small bits of food that can be eaten quickly, there isn't a problem with food theft. Researchers studying northwestern crows found that when a crow has a large meal, like a crab or clam, it becomes a pilfering target. These are not just chance robberies. Crows are always on the lookout for others to rob, and they alter their tactics depending upon whether their victim is related or not. They are polite to kin, sidling up beside them in an effort to get a handout. Eventually, the related bird will give in and share its food. With non-related individuals, all feeding etiquette is tossed aside. Robbers are aggressive and intimidate their victims with vocalizations and physical contact to get their way. It's not surprising that crows have fascinated both laymen and scientists for centuries. In some ways, they are a reflection of ourselves. We can only hope not to follow their bad examples. Section B. Listening-based integrated tasks. Task 1. Listening and dictation.
Oh my, this totally stinks. Why is math class on the third floor? I hate climbing up these stairs. Yes, me too. But I guess it'll help me to lose some weight. Haha, yes, I guess. Speaking of climbing, I read an article last night about a girl named Samantha Larson who climbed to the summit of Mount Everest. That's nice, but what's so special about that? Don't people reach the summit all the time now? Yes, but she's 18 years old, the same age as us. She's the youngest foreigner to reach the summit. And not only that, she's also the youngest person ever to climb all 7 summits. Holy cow, that's incredible. Wait, what are the 7 summits? You know, the 7 high summits on each continent. So apparently, this girl climbed South America's Aconcagua when she was 13. And then she climbed Mount Kilimanjaro when she was only 14. That's unbelievable. I can't even stand climbing up the stairs to math class. Yes, indeed. But you know, it got me thinking. What do you mean? This girl's determination belies her young age. Most people who attempt to scale Mount Everest never make it to the top because of all sorts of reasons. But she didn't give up. I mean, she successfully climbed the highest mountain on each continent. Yeah, that is pretty impressive. So you know how the saying goes, if you set your mind on it, you can achieve anything. I think these fortune cookie sayings are a dime a dozen. Yes, but I'm seeing more and more how true the saying is. It's like people don't really achieve anything because they don't set their mind on anything. People wake up with no clear purpose for the day and just cruise along on autopilot. This sounds like a typical day in my life. And mine too. That's what needs to change. I'll bet when Samantha Larsen was climbing those mountains, each day of her ascent, she envisioned herself on the summit, never losing sight of the goal.
But you know what? Aside from losing sight of the goal, I think another reason why people underachieve is that they don't find anything in life that grips them the way mountain climbing grips Samantha.
That's a good point.
My parents always tell me that I should not fear trying something new. They say that if I don't try it, I won't ever really know if I like it or not. I'll bet it was the same with Samantha. I mean, she probably wasn't born on a mountaintop.
I'm totally with you. You know what? I'm gonna audition for that Broadway musical that our school is putting on. It's been a dream of mine to be a performer.
That's the spirit, and I'll always be your number one fan. Oh my, this totally stinks. Why is math class on the third floor? I hate climbing up these stairs.
Yes, me too. But I guess it'll help me to lose some weight.
Haha, yes, I guess.
Speaking of climbing, I read an article last night about a girl named Samantha Larsen who climbed to the summit of Mount Everest.
That's nice, but what's so special about that? Don't people reach the summit all the time now?
Yes, but she's 18 years old, the same age as us. She's the youngest foreigner to reach the summit. And not only that, she's also the youngest person ever to climb all 7 summits.
Holy cow, that's incredible. Wait, what are the 7 summits?
You know, the 7 high summits on each continent. So apparently, this girl climbed South America's Aconcagua when she was 13. And then she climbed Mount Kilimanjaro when she was only 14.
That's unbelievable. I can't even stand climbing up the stairs to math class.
Yes, indeed. But you know, it got me thinking.
What do you mean?
This girl's determination belies her young age. Most people who attempt to scale Mount Everest never make it to the top because of all sorts of reasons. But she didn't give up. I mean, she successfully climbed the highest mountain on each continent.
Yeah, that is pretty impressive.
So you know how the saying goes, if you set your mind on it, you can achieve anything.
I think these fortune cookie sayings are a dime a dozen.
Yes, but I'm seeing more and more how true the saying is. It's like people don't really achieve anything because they don't set their mind on anything. People wake up with no clear purpose for the day and just cruise along on autopilot.
This sounds like a typical day in my life.
And mine too. That's what needs to change. I'll bet when Samantha Larsen was climbing those mountains, each day of her ascent, she envisioned herself on the summit, never losing sight of the goal.
But you know what? Aside from losing sight of the goal, I think another reason why people underachieve is that they don't find anything in life that grips them the way mountain climbing grips Samantha.
That's a good point.
My parents always tell me that I should not fear trying something new. They say that if I don't try it, I won't ever really know if I like it or not. I'll bet it was the same with Samantha. I mean, she probably wasn't born on a mountaintop.
I'm totally with you. You know what? I'm gonna audition for that Broadway musical that our school is putting on. It's been a dream of mine to be a performer.
That's the spirit, and I'll always be your number one fan.